こんにちは。
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 今日は特別編でゲストが来ています。イェイ！
よし。
どうも。
マミテンションぶち上げ、ハクさんです。
こんにちは。
ようこそようこそ。
ようこそ。
本物のハクさんですよ、皆さん。
そんな、大したもんではないです。
あの、宮川さんのポッドキャストリビルドでたびたびご登場されているゲスト、ハクさんをちょっと拝借してという感じなんですけど。
そうですね。時々ミヤンのポッドキャスト、リビルド FM というのがあるんですけど、そこにゲストとして出て、まあ、よしな仕事、よた話を喋るというのがあります
が。How do you know the legendary 宮川さん？
Well, at the drinking party at the Naoki's house. Yes. So you know, he's drinking always so that, many people are meeting at the drinking place. Right? Nice.
そう、あの、リビルド聞いてて一番ハクさんが好きなゲストで私、こうなんか淡々と面白いことを言うっていう、今ちょっとハードル上げるつもりはないんですけど、はい。なので今すごいワクワクしてるんですけど、あの、リビルドってあんまりこう皆さん自分自身のこと喋らないので、うんうん、あの、ハクさんご自身がどういう人なのかさっぱりわからないんですけど、うんうん、まずなんかそのバックグラウンドというか、教えていただいてもいいですか？
そうですね。まあ、あんまり大したあれじゃないんで、あの、みんな聞いてもあれかなというんで喋ってないのもあるんですけど、レッドブル開けてもいいですか？
どうぞどうぞ。
どうぞ。必要ですね。
こう、カフェインチャージしないと
ですね。バナナは大丈夫ですか？あるんですか？
あ、あります。じゃあ、後でですね、こう、燃料切れになってきたら、
どうぞ。いっぱいあります
よ。こんにちは。ですね。どう言いましょうかね。あの、本名松田と言いまして、ですね、松田白郎と言います。で、本業はですね、ソフトウェアエンジニアをしてて、そのエンジニアの中でも、ゲームプラットフォームですね。あの、に近い仕事ですね。ゲームを作るのではなくて、ゲーム機を作ると。
うん。
まあ、例えば、そうですね。ゲーム、家庭用ゲームとかってやったことあります？プレステとか。
はいはいはい。うん、
昔ですね、セガサターンっていうゲーム機があったんですけど、
はいはいはいはい、
あの、やったこと
あります。I had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. Which game did you play?
I just had like Sonic and
oh,
like,
yeah,
the
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Pretty standard stuff.
Yeah.
It was around the time of the, what was it? Was it Dreamcast around there? Sega
right.
Saturn was earlier, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. yeah, Sega Saturn was earlier. Yeah. So I worked for Sega Saturn for1 year, when the platform was going to die, competing PlayStation.
What year was that?
It was 1997, I think.
Mm. Mm.
その、セガっていう会社でゲーム機、セガサターンっていうのをやってですね。その後、ドリームキャストっていうのもやって、worked for Dreamcast as well. And, Dreamcast was not successful as well. So that they decided to discontinue their hardware game console business. So that I moved to Microsoft because they were starting game console business. So I joined the Xbox team, worked for Xbox, original Xbox. And at the time of the Xbox version 1, I moved to United States to the Microsoft headquarter. Still was continuing to game console business. で、その Xbox 終わって、360っていう、Xbox 360っていうですね、こう、日本でもだいぶ売れなかった。
そうなんだ。
聞いたことあります、Xbox って。
あります、もちろんもちろん。
I have one here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you?
これ、これ、and
360.
I had the Xbox One as well.
Oh.
But the Sega Saturn was really cool because it was so early for, having the disc format.
CD. Right,
the CD. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Cause it came before the N64.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But the N64 was still the cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that made it look way cooler.
And, what really was amazing for Sega Saturn was that it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 CPUs, which is a kind of a crazy mechanism. あの、すごくですね、変なハードウェアで、その CPU っていうですね、 このゲームの中心になる部品がですね、3つも4つもついてるっていう変なハードウェアでした。で、その、
why did it have, all those CPUs in there? Was there not actually a good reason?
There are so many bad reasons. So they wanted a processor dedicated for sound. And once they decided using the CPU from Hitachi, then the Sony PlayStation came up. And they saw the architecture of the PlayStation and saw that, wow, that's a crazy monster machine. So we have to add more CPUs, right?
Yeah.
So that they went to Hitachi and negotiated another CPU with a discounted price. That's a kind of complicated history of the game Sega Saturn game console. Anyway, そのゲーム機 Xbox 360ってのをやって、で、その後、シリコンバレーの方に移って、10年くらい前ですかね。で、ゲーム機のミドルウェア。ミドルウェアっていうのは、ゲーム機の本体とゲームの間にサンドイッチになって挟まるような部分のソフトなんですけど、OS とも違うんですね。ゲーム機があって、その上に OS があって、その上にミドルウェアがあって、さらにゲームが乗るみたいな。そういうのをミドルウェアって言うんですが、そのソフトウェアでもハードウェアでもないからミドルウェアと。で、その CRI ミドルウェアっていうミドルウェアカンパニーでサンフランシスコに行って、その後アップルって会社があってですね、そこで、iPhone とか OS X、あの Mac の開発をして、その後、今の会社ですね、検索エンジン作ってる会社があるんですけども、そこで携帯電話の OS を作っているチームの中で、まあ、ゲームの仕事をしてる。
それはその、携帯端末でゲームができるようにするための部分ってことですか？
まあそうですね。そういう部分だったり、今、大体ゲーム市場がこう大きいのがあったとして、で、3分の1が携帯電話でゲームをすると。で、3分の1がゲーム機でゲームをすると。like Xbox, PlayStation 4. And the rest of one third is playing the game on the PC. でも日本だとその PC の分がないんで、携帯電話とそれからゲーム機で半々くらいなんですけども。
Is it that small, the PC?
In Japan, it's pretty small. I don't know why, but
you can still buy all the parts and stuff.
Right.
If you go to the store, but people just don't buy it.
Don't buy. I don't know why, but it would be expensive and it would be pretty hard. One of the issues in Japan is that not many people is using personal computer. So PC literacy is going to dive. So I'm worrying about that.
そっか。
Well, there is some increase in that for like Bitcoin and stuff now, right? Like people are buying all the, graphics cards and.
Yeah, GPUs.
Even in Japan, right? It's. Maybe not as much.
It's, still selling well, but it's a niche market, I would say. But not a mainstream.
もともとすごいゲーマーとかだったんですか？
ですね、すごいゲーマーではないですね。ゲームはずっと小学校の頃からやってて、で、中学校、高校の頃もゲームセンターに、まあ、ほぼ毎日かな、通って。
ゲーマー結構。
見てたんですけど、あんまりお小遣いなかったんで。I'm a poor boy, そうだと。そう。ずっと見てました。
見る側か。
そう、友達がゲームプレイしてんのを見たり。
でも、それ流行ってるよね、最近。Like Twitch, and people are watching, a lot of people are watching games, and some people like it more than playing. Which is, I wouldn't have expected that, but apparently there's a lot of people now that are on Twitch and like to watch, like famous.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
日本だとね、ニコニコ動画でもありますよね、いっぱい。なんか見る方がストレスないっていうのがあるよね。なんかホラーゲームとかはやるのは怖いけど、見たいみたいな。
I guess it is kind of all positive if you're just watching. Yeah. But if you're playing and you die, you can get upset, right? So it's kind of, it mellows out the whole thing and...
ああいうプレイ動画ってこうゲーム業界とか作ってる側からするとどうなんですかね、やめてほしいのか、それとも、
いろんな意見があるんですけれども、おおむねポジティブですね。
ああ、なるほど。
そのゲームをたくさんの人に遊んでもらって、まあそのプレイ動画も見てもらって、さらにそのゲームも人気が出るっていう、うんうんうんうん、そういうことが多いんですけど、例えばアドベンチャーゲームとか、この小説の文章を読んでいくようなゲームとか、うん、そういうのだと見るだけで
終わる。ああ、そうかそうか。
そういうのはきついとかですね。で、for instance,、in PlayStation 4,、they are,、platform is offering the recording feature of the games.
Okay.
And the game publisher can decide、which scene can be recordable and which scene cannot be recordable.
ああ、そうかそうかそうか。
So they can choose.
Right, right, right. そうか。え、でもその自分でレコーディングしようと思えば別に撮れちゃうは撮れちゃうってことですよね。
ああ、そうですね。あのビデオにつなげてとか、
うん、
一応撮れちゃうは撮れちゃいますけども、まあ簡単には
できない。
できないかな。
なるほど。
The a lot of these videos have gone viral on YouTube and gotten like millions and millions of views、mm-hmm. where it's just people playing a video game.You know, it really seems like the events that happen inside the video game world still have a profound impact on us. You know,、mm-hmm. someone does something crazy in the battlefield game. People are still like, oh, like that's so crazy, right? Like he did it. Like he did it. It's still amazing.
Yeah.
Even though it's not real at all. And that's kind of been normalized in our culture now. And we don't even really...We haven't really said anything about it. It's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
なんかドラクエとか結構その新しいの出たらもう絶対みんな買うって決まってるっていうか、あの私の世代の人とか。で、この間その人狼やるために人を呼んだらみんなこう持ってくるわけですよ。で、その暇な時間にみんなドラクエやってて、だいたいみんな30代。なんかこう、有無も言わさず買うみたいな。なんかそれはやっぱりこう、もう文化として根付いてるんだなっていうのは。
皆さん DS でやってました。
やってました。
ドラクエ11。
うん。
ああ。やっぱ DS ですよね。
うん。もう男女関係ないって感じで。
この間、ドラゴンクエスト11って一番新しいのが出てですね。うん、それがその、プレイステーション4と、その、ニンテンドー 3DS と両方で出したんですね。
うん。
で、どっちが売れるかなというのを見守ってたんですけれども、やっぱり蓋開けるとその 3DS 携帯ゲーム機の方が売れてますね。
そっか。やっぱ持ち運べるっていうのは、うん、通勤の時とかにできるからってことですかね。
うん、そうですね。で、あとはまあお子さんも、その 3DS 持ってる人多いんで。
そっか。
で、PlayStation 4は期待してたほどには日本では売れてないですね。
あ、へえ。
In the worldwide, PlayStation 4 is sold pretty well, exceeding their expectation. But in Japan, I don't know exact number, but it has been sold around 3 million, I guess. So that it's well, way beyond their expectation.
But people like that. People like that 3DS, mm-hmm. right? Is that the one where the parts come off, like the handles?
That's a Switch.
Oh, that's a Switch.
Switch, yes.
DS はこのパカってする。
Huh. Did it come out on the Switch as well, or?
Not yet.
Hmm.
They have some plan, I think, but.
Hmm. I wonder why they don't. That suggests to me like the mobile form factor is like really appealing for people, mm-hmm. at least in the end result, statistically. Why don't we just have like those,You know the magnetic connectors they used to have on like the iPad or whatever. Maybe they still have them where the lid snaps on us. Why can't we just have some little control sticks just go right on the sides of your iPhone or something?
Yep.
Do they have third party stuff like that?
Some third party do that, but not well sold. That's because it's a extra hardware, right? Mm-hmm. So in the history of game console,No extra hardware was adapted well.
Mm.
その、
Game Shark. Do you know Game Shark?
Yeah.
Or like the Rumble Packs, and they used to do that kind of stuff. Mm. Like with the 64, you could buy supplemental memory, and there was all kinds of little cartridges that you can put in stuff that would do different things. Mm-hmm. Didn't they have like a little camera that you can put in there? Maybe that was for the Game Boy.
We had that with Game Boy.
You could put a camera on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had it.
I had the, this has got to be the nerdiest device ever invented, but it was a giant magnifying glass that you would mount on the front of your
Game Boy. Yes.
And you're like looking through this magnifying glass that has like little lights built in. Mm-hmm. And that was like, I don't know. It looked, if you did that today, it would look really nerdy. But why wouldn't that work? It's this, like the lens or the magnifying glass is the same thing like today. Like you could put magnifying glass over your iPhone and have a bigger screen. Right?
It's weird, right?
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's definitely weird.
Mm. Yeah.
まあ、その追加ハードウェアっていうのはうまく売れないっていうのもありますね。
そうか。
で、スイッチがすごいのは、その、コントローラー取り外しできたらな、持ち運びできたらなっていうですね、夢を最初から叶えてるっていう。いいですね。
You have to be forced into additional hardware.
Right.
Like this computer here. Like you can make it so people just need all the adapters and dongles and connectors and stuff. That's like the only extra hardware that seems to sell really well.
なんかうちの夫もスイッチ持ってて、なんかこうゴルフ行く時とかに待たされる時間があるからって言って、マリオカート持っていくみたいな。家でもやるし外でもやるっていう。いいとこ取りな感じはしますよね、普通に。
Have you seen this trend of simulators? So like normally in a game there's a mission or something. Mm-hmm. That you're supposed to do. But there's all these games coming out recently where it's a simulator type. So it's just an environment.
Yeah, open world game.
And recently this game came out, what was it called? It's like Beast Wars, I think. Have you heard about this? It is unbelievable. This beast, it might be like Animal Wars or something like that, but you start on like a field and it looks like, just like a map editor. And then you can add, like squirrels. So you'll add like 12 squirrels over here and then you select the enemy team and then you select, hippo and you put like two hippos and then you press this button and then they fight. So you can put in any number of like what you want and then you can add in the other animals and they've put in like the physics for all of this and the AI for all the animals and like different attributes like how they attack and can they fly or not. So you can do like six squirrels plus like three geese versus like an African elephant and then just see who wins.
What?
Right?
Okay.
But this is a simulator that's like popular right now. Because people just want to see like, oh, if we do like one cheetah.
Wait, is this like for children or?
No, like
grown-ups,
humans of all ages are participating in this.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
Almost
yeah. So apparently, I think like ducks or something. Were one of the strongest animals in the game. Yeah, they have dinosaurs too, so you can add like T-Rex. And they actually have some stuff, like a tank. And I think maybe you have to pay money, but there's additional weapons that you can attach. So you can attach flamethrowers to T-Rexes. And then you can have them fight against seagulls with like knives strapped to their beaks, right? And then
do they look realistic or, I mean, the animals?
Yeah, I mean, it's like modern graphics. It doesn't look super realistic.
I think I saw the movie in YouTube.
Oh,
yeah? Like, firing bear versus シマウマ。
なんだそれ。
面白い。面白い。
で、見たい。
But it's like Goat Simulator. Have you seen that?
Goat Simulator やったことある。
Yeah. Where you're just a goat.
Yeah.
In like a town.
あれは楽しかった。
Yeah.
でも別に長い間はやりたくないんだけどね。
Right. But this is why people say like universal basic income is bad.Because it's like everything is kind of taken care of. Like you don't have to go to work, right? Mm-hmm. You're just there. Mm-hmm. And this is the same concept of like video games that's so open world and doesn't have a clear objective. Mm-hmm. People stop playing the game because they just walk around in the open world. Because mm-hmm. if you take your sense of a job and your career and social obligations out of the picture, then your life right now is just like an open world without any objective, right? Mm-hmm. And so you kind of just walk around for a while. You eat, you know, kabocha pudding or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah. なんかその傾向ってあります?ゲームの中身というか、こうなってきたな、みたいな。
その、今マイケルが言ったような、オープンワールドゲームっていうのはすごく流行ってるんですね。Mm-hmm. その広い世界の中で、その牛や馬を戦うような、そういうゲーム。要は何でもできるっていうゲームですね。それはすごく流行ってますね。その、この間スイッチで出たゼルダの伝説とかもそうですし、まあリビルドとかで話してるフォールアウトとかですね、GTA とかですね、そのゲームの中で何でもできる。いいことも悪いこともできるっていうのはすごい流行ってますね。
And there seems to be a trend of like, you can have a predetermined universe, right? Where everything is there, but it's discoverable. But if you went online, for example, and you saw someone else play the game, then you would know. But there are games now that have a procedurally generated environment. So the environment that you're moving into doesn't actually exist until you go there. Mm-hmm. So nobody knows what's over there, right? Mm-hmm. And that's like the next level open world.
Right. Yeah, that's weird.
そういうゲームこの間出てなんだっけかな、なんとか、Nobody。ですね、そういうゲームも出て、その、広い銀河の中でいろんな国、いろんな星に行って、You can go anywhere in the universe.
Yeah, I've seen that.
No Man's Land.
Yes, yes.
それも面白そう
だ。そうだ。あれもでも買おうかなと思って、レビューをめっちゃ読んだら、みんななんか、でも結局何したらいいか分かんなくて、もうやめちゃうみたいな。
But isn't that the same as your life right now?
でもだから嫌なんじゃない?なんかドラマが欲しいんじゃない?みんな。
それで、
Right. Okay. So you don't have purpose in your real life, and so you're playing the game that gives you very clear purpose, you know, save the princess, save something. And that's what we wanted from our actual life in the first place. And that's what games are really good for. Right.
So those games are still in the, you know, developing stage.So it's not ultimate type of the open world. Still, somebody need to make a game scenario. で、そのゲームを訴えた人がいてですね、宣伝と違うと。宣伝だともっといろんなことができて、このいろんな星でディスカバリーがあって、新しい体験ができるっていう宣伝だけど、実際そんなことないじゃん。
訴えたんだ。
Wait, it was No Man's Sky, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, No Man's Sky.
Land is probably like a different version.
Right.
そうだ、No Man's Sky. そうだ。あの、信じられないぐらいフィールドが広いんだよね。で、いろんな惑星に行けるってやつだよね。
So, yeah. But now we don't know what's true. Because of the way it was advertised, I guess.
ある程度やっぱりゼルダみたいにやる。宿題みたいなものが欲しいのかな、みんな。
そう、ゼルダも、すごい年月ですね。4年くらいかけて、やっぱり今、そういうのを作るんですね。で、4年100億円とかかけて、作らないといけない。
There's an even crazier game environment than procedurally generated.、And, what was the, I can't remember the name of the game, but it was like,I don't even know how you describe this. If you jump off of a ledge and you fall, you just keep falling forever.
That the guy, right? The Asian guy.
Yeah. What was the name of that?
Dan Whale?
No, Garden, something Garden.
なんかその laws of physics を超越してるみたいなやつでしょ?
Yeah, Manifold Garden. Have you heard of it? Manifold Garden?
なんかその重力とか。
If you go up, you just keep going up and the environment, the substrate that you're moving through repeats itself in order for the universe to have.
So it's like Inception, right? 重力がないから、こう壁とかも歩けるみたいな。
Well, there is gravity, but it depends.The direction of the gravity depends on what surface you're standing
on. Right. そうだ。
Yeah.
そう、あれすごい面白そうだった。
But in Manifold Garden, all the environments are like repeating patterns. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to go to the top of your structure, so you're on the structure floating in some abstract space, you can't get to the top. But if you jumped off, you could land on the top of the thing that you're, the structure that you're in right now.So, so in that game, you have to manipulate, the direction of gravity. So if I wanted to go over there, then I walk on this wall, and then gravity is now going that way.
Yeah.
And I walk on the ceiling and now gravity is going that way. It's a very, self-centered game in that sense.
Mm-hmm.So many games in the market nowadays, so that's a problem.
Competition is a problem.
Yes.
そうか、確かに昔はなんか、昔の方がみんなが同じゲームやるって感じでしたもんね。出たやつをとりあえず。そうですね。
It was like Pong, right? And then like...
Atari games.
Yeah. I mean, at one stage, it was like, there's only four games or something.
うん、なんか、
like,
とりあえずファミツを買って、ランキングに入ってるやつを買ってみるみたいな感じだけど。今、携帯のゲームだけでもすごいですもんね。
うん、そう。年1日に、まあ、100本とか1000本とか新しいゲームが出るんで、とてもとても遊べない
です、ね。What, how, it's not very evenly distributed in terms of,the number of players, right? So if you wanted a functional online, competitive environment, like you need a lot of people to do that well, right? And like make a bunch of money and stuff. So it's kind of, in that sense, I feel like, because if you don't play the game that everyone else is playing, so everyone's like, I'm playing, Battlefield 1, right? And so everyone's playing Battlefield 1. You're like, I don't like that game. I want to play this other game.But nobody's online, you know, so it's kind of, or only the hardcore people are online, right?
Yes.
So if you try to, so right now, if you try to play StarCraft, you will get destroyed because the only people that still play StarCraft are the absolute best in the world, right?
In Japan, number of hardcore gamers are around, 600,000, 60万人くらいのハードコアゲーマーがいて、そう、今言ったようにゲームがたくさんあるんで、その限られたプレイヤーを奪い合ってる
っていう。そっか、取り合い、その60万人を取り合うんだ。
How big is the mobile game market compared to?
Compared to?
Like, consoles or in terms of the money?Profit.
In terms of the profit, in Japan, it's quite equal, like one to one. And in the
world, that's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in the worldwide, as I told you, PC versus mobile versus console is 1-1-1.
But mobile games aren't like more profitable than console games because it's like you don't have to make hardware and ship it out and like all this stuff.
Yes. And
the in-app purchases, the people want to buy better weapons. If you look at the ranking of, highest grossing apps on like the Apple App Store, for example, it's like all games, right?
Right.
Like the top, what, like 150 or something?
でもコンソールと同じくらいですね。
そう、いろいろあってですね、その、モバイルゲームのいいところは、small team can start developing the mobile game. Like, two, three people can can develop a quite well solved game. For instance, Flappy Bird was developed only one developer within a week. And says he earned pretty much money.
Supposedly one of the best VR games for tactical shooting was made by one person. This single college kid made one of the most popular tactical shooter
VR
games. Yeah. Oh. I was really surprised. One person can make, one of the best VR games out right now.
でもコンソールだとすごいチームができてってことですよね。
コンソールだとそのお金をたくさん使って、例えば、10億円スタートで、さっき言ったようにオープンワールドだったりすると100億円とかですね、かけて、コストをかけて、売らないといけないと。映画と似たような感じかもしれないですね。ハリウッド映画と同じようなビジネスモデルですね。
なるほど。
They're bigger than a lot of movies now.
Right.
The top games are way bigger than some of the biggest movies now, right? Wasn't games like Halo or Call of Duty or right?
まあ世界中だしね。So なんかそもそもアメリカに行こうって思ったのはなんでなんですか？
ですね。まあなんとなくなんですけど、僕は PC キッズだったんで、高校の頃とか、大学の頃、パソコンをずっといじってたんですね。で、パソコンいじってて、昔は、今とは違って雑誌を読んで、そのプログラムを覚えるっていう感じだったんですね。何年くらいだろう ?30 年くらい前ですかね。で、雑誌を読んで、アスキーとかっていう雑誌があって、売れ線だったんですけど、そこのアスキーの出版社でアルバイトしたりとか、それもすごく良かったんですけれども。で、その雑誌を読むに、アメリカにはマイクロソフトという会社があって、で、学校のキャンパスみたいなワーキングエンバイロメントで、一つ部屋があって、そこでみんな仕事してるんだとかって書いてあるわけです、ね。じゃあ、いつか行ってみるか。なんとなくそんな、この子供の憧れみたいな感じで。
その行った時は、英語は喋れる状態でした？
無残なもんだったと思いますね。あんまり喋れなかったですね。あんまりというか、かなり、どうだったかな。そもそも子供の頃外国行ったこととかも全然なくですね。英語も喋れず。大学の時もそんなに真面目に語学やってたっていうわけではなくですね。仕事についてからなんとなく気合で。で、アメリカに行く時も、一応その面接とかは英語でやったんで、それなりに多分言ってることは分かってもらえたと思うんですけど、という感じだったと思いますね。
そっか、もうじゃあ、で、もう急に全部英語の環境でっていう。
そうですね。大変でした。
チャレンジャーですね。
チャレンジャー、そうですね。チャレンジというよりは、その、前後見境なくっていう感じだったんだと思いますけど、あんまりこう体系立てて英語も向こうに行ってからも勉強しなかったんで、So, I haven't learned English practically much. In a retrospective, I had better going to ESL for 1 year or 2 years. My wife did that and it worked pretty well. So, my kids they are kids, so they learned English pretty naturally. And their pronunciation is pretty cool. ヒアリングもいいしですね。だいぶ、その、なんていうのかな。羨ましいというか。
そうか。なんか、お子さんたちはアメリカで生まれてるってことですもんね。
上の子は日本で生まれて、で、3歳くらいの時に、シアトルに渡った感じですね。
ああ、そうか。
で、下の子は向こうで生まれました。
そうか、そうか。そうするともう、ペラペラですよね。
そうなんですよ。羨ましい。
How was it in the States? How would you rank it overall? Or
Overall,
are there any places that you love
to live?
Yeah, in the U.S. or, I mean, I guess you haven't been back that long, so.
Mm-hmm.
What does the difference feel like?
いろいろ違いますけど、well, 14年いるとやっぱり向こうの方もふるさとっていう感じになりますね。で、まあ、いいところ悪いところもあり、まあ日本もいいところ悪いところあり。ただ、まあ長くいろんなところで過ごしてみると、まあ人間どこにいてもそんなに変わんないなという感じはしますね。同じようなところは同じで、どこにいてもいい人はいて、悪い人はいて。っていうんで、社会とか文化は違いますけど、そこにいる人間は、まあどこにいてもそんなに違わないと。まあで、あとは、その、どこにいても、なんでしょうね。こう、同じ国の中で、近い感じの、近ければ近いほど喧嘩しやすいというか、小さい差が目立つというか。まあ、例えば東アジアでもですね、こういろんな国が近いからこそ喧嘩してるんですけど。
そうですね。
まあでも、アメリカから見るともうみんな同じに見えるわけですね。で、ヨーロッパでも、ドイツ人とフランス人は、かなり仲が悪いって歴史的に戦争が多かったりとかする、ね。っていうのは、まあ、なかなかわかんないし、その、日本人から見ればヨーロッパ人と同じ一緒くたですけれども、まあ、彼らにとってみれば全然違うと。その小さい差がやっぱり、時々こう、感に触るとか。まあ、いろいろ、どこでも、みたいなことあるなっていう。
そうですよね。なんかよく多分番組でも言うけど、例えばインドとパキスタンとか。
ああ、そうですよね。
ね、日本人から見ると見た目も似てるしと思うけど、そこ間違えるとね、すごい怒られるとか。あと、まあ南米もね、アルゼンチンとブラジルとか。
うん、
こう。
全然違うんだ。
そう、全然違う。
違う。
そう。だからあっちから見ても一緒ですもんね。日本、韓国、中国とか。
そうそう。
あれ東京って中国に。の人じゃなかったっけみたいなレベルで。
It's almost like, it's because they have so much information. It's because they're so knowledge, they have so much knowledge that we can kind of obsess over these little details, you know? Because if you're looking at it from the typical American's perspective of what East Asia looks like, it's like, what's the difference?
Like,
and if there are differences, they can't be that big, right? Mm-hmm. You'd certainly think that the differences are less than the differences between, America and Japan, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, Korea and Japan should be able to get along way better than America and Japan from an American's perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
その、アメリカでも、南部と、その、東海岸、西海岸全然違うでしょ。
It's like too much zoom or something, you know. It's like you need to put a filter over the image. It's like let's smooth this out. Too many flaws here.
Yeah.
Let's smooth it out a little bit.
だって日本でそのアメリカも東海岸西海岸で全然違ってこういう傾向があってとか分かってる人の方が多分少ないですもんね。
うん、
全部一緒じゃないのみたいな感じだけど。
まあみんなピザとハンバーガー食ってるん
だ。そう。
They don't even understand like you know, I mean.How no one is getting along with North Korea is kind of amazing too. And we don't know what to think or how they look at us, you know?
でもそれも日本にいるから no one って思うけど、まあ、例えばマレーシアとか、まあ、国が変わればね、普通に北朝鮮と外交してるところもあって、北朝鮮に会社を置い、支社を置いてる国もあるから、ね、どこにいるかによって。見方は全然違うよ。
まあそうですね。まああと歴史というのもあって。まあ日本も、まあ昔大日本帝国っていう国がありましたし、その一つ間違えば、まあ間違うというか一つボタンが掛け違えば、今の北朝鮮が日本だったかもしれないし、こう、日本がこの南北に分断させる、させられるっていうヒストリーもあり得たわけです、
ね。We don't even have to change history. You could have just been born in North Korea. Much, it's much easier.
そうだね、そこまで。そうだね、それも、まあ、man in the high castle 的なね、状況ですよね。あれをなんか、日本人目線で見ると、あっぶねえと思いませんなんか、よかったっていうか、こうなってた可能性もあったのかっていう。
アインサンハイキャッスル面白かったですね。
ね、面白いですよね。ちょっと思考実験みたいな
Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Uh-huh. That's pretty great drama. So
yeah.
I would recommend it.
Mm-hmm. So, あれまさにアメリカが分断されてドイツと日本で分けられてるっていう。
It's interesting, like the reason so close and so similar but don't get along, and the reasons, as you pointed out, are largely historical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people involved in those historical reasons are dead already.
Yeah.
It's like an inherited impulse for revenge. You know, it's like, it's extending across lifespan. So
that's mainly due to education system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's the half-life of that kind of vengeful sentiment? You know, like how many years go by and then it's like, okay, we'll let it go.
アメリカと日本の関係を見てると、でもやっぱり本当に教育とそのナラティブの問題であって、年数とかもあんまり関係ないのかなって思う。なんか、うちのおばあちゃんとか別にハリウッド映画も見るし、もう戦時中東京に住んでて、東京大空襲の時もいて、全部焼き尽くされてとかを経験してるけど、別にアメリカとかアメリカ人に対して何にも抵抗とか恨みとかもなく、
But there is some sort of, there's some sort of duration though, because nobody's mad about stuff that happened 1,000 years ago, you know, or nobody's mad about stuff that happened like 500 years ago, really. It's almost like it gets overwritten by the next, there can only be like one state and it kind of little bits get overwritten. Does that make sense?
I guess the tone sets everything.Like, the educational tone? なんか、その、じゃあ原爆は悪いですね。なんか原爆自体は危ないみたいな話をするのか、それを落としたアメリカの話にフォーカスするのかとかによって、受け取り方が違うっていうか、っていう感じしますよね。
Well, they named that new bomb, or Russia named that new bomb, Satan 2. I guess they already had a Satan.But they came out with this new nuclear bomb, which is like now the most powerful nuclear bomb in the world, and it's called the Satan 2.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so I, it sounds evil, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The naming of that bomb.
Yeah.
How do you think the future is going to look? Are you pessimistic or optimistic, and why?
Well,
you're torn.
It's hard to say, but basically I'm pretty optimistic for everything. Well, for instance, regarding the AI.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Fine. Yes.
Yes. AI would be a future of the human being. I mean, a human being can...finally produce something that inherit our wisdom. So,
more than inherit.
Right. その人類が AI を作り出すことによって、その本当に人間が生きてきた意味というのがですね、報われるんじゃないかと。その一人一人の人間はその子供を作って子孫を増やして人類を増やしていくっていう一人一人のゴールがありますけど。人類の死としてのゴールは、人類の後を継ぐものですね。星を継ぐものを、新たな知性を作り出すというですね。そういうゴールが、もしかしたら今まさに起きようとしてるのかもしれないと。
So, would you think of history as a process?
As a process, what do you mean?
So is human history a process? So you're saying that we're developing artificial intelligence and it will inherit our abilities. Yep. And well, so human history, beginning with the first written things and stone tools or whatever, whenever we started recording stuff, then that would be the beginning of the process, and the end of the process would be general intelligence.
Right? I see.
So that in that sense, that human history itself is the process by which artificial intelligence comes into emergence?
Well, process sounds like a more, you know, predetermined or, you know, predictable situation. But in my viewpoint, it's not a process, but as we talked about, it's an open world. So many things have been happening at the same time, and something went well, something didn't went well. So, 偶然の積み重ねで、その、進化してきたと。その、エボリューションセオリーっていうんですかね。まあ、ある程度メインストリームがあって、そのメインストリームからちょっと外れたものが、時々はうまくいって、ほとんどは失敗して。で、この、うまくいったものが、ちょっとずつ、こう、積み重なって、今に至って。で、この、うまくいってきて、積み重なってきたものが、一定の敷地を超えると。超えつつあるのが今かなと。で、その点すごくいい、その、僕たちの夢が叶いつつあるということで、すごくオプティミスティックなんですけど、一方では、その、僕たちが、世の中の主役から降りようとしているわけで、その点は、悲しいといえば悲しい。
I guess that's about as optimistic as you could be, right? It's interesting that you seem to be implying that artificial intelligence may not actually happen, or that it's the emergence of artificial intelligence was not predetermined. However, I tend to feel like it is, in a sense, predetermined. And that was the process. The process could have played out in a lot of different ways. But for example, if we were obliterated before we created artificial intelligence, nature would probably pick itself back up and start working towards it again. Do you think that AI might not emerge when given that there is intelligent life?
I do hope AI would emerge, and I hope they would exceed our intelligence.
I hope
they would think that, hey, human beings are useless, so we would take over the world, and we would go out of the solar system. So that's the ideal future of the history of the Earth. Right?
So the AI apocalypse is the ideal.
Yes. That's my...
Where do you work again?
So that's an ideal situation, but wouldn't be ideal for my kids. So that's a conflicting idea.
Yeah. 宇宙規模だとってことですよね。
そうです。
宇宙規模で考えれば。
At what point do you have the interests of your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren in mind? Because they may well be in that portion of the timeline.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
なんかそれって、その、今現在自分に子供がいるかいないかでも結構見方が変わってくるのかなと思っていて、見方というか、ペシミスティックになるかオプティミスティックでいられるかの差が知らず知らずにつくのかなって感じはするんですけど、どうですか？
つまり、子供がいないと？
なんか子供がいないと、いなければ、どこまでペシミスティックに考えても、そこまで落ち込む必要がないというか、その、自分の、子供の未来みたいな、こう具体的に想像して、怯える必要がないというか、今私は子供いないから、なんかどっちでも別に触れられるというか、触れちゃっても構わない。ただ子供がいるってなると、どんどんどんどんペシミスティックな方向に考えていくと、あれじゃあ私の子供どうなのかしらみたいな感じで怖くなる。
Well, you're totally in the world of having had kids for a while.
Yeah.
So yeah. We're just, it's like an impossible conversation. You know, what does it really feel like?
Yep. 心配ではありますけど。I'm worried about,
Well, if the planet ends, we have bigger problems. It's not just your kids. It's like everyone on the fucking planet is.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And I think that VR and it's one of the answer for the future of the human race. Mm-hmm. So that in future, people, all of the people can live in the world in VR. Mm. That's a dystopia というか。
うん、
VR の中で人類がその、もう何もしなくて良くなった人類が死としてのですね、老後を過ごすっていう。
Mm. 死としての老後。
That's the equivalent of us living in our imagination, right?、
Mm-hmm. Right.
How is that different from just being in a coma?
Mm-hmm.
How is it different from just being in a coma?
Well, you have more control.、
When、How do you know? Coma, have you been in、no、a coma?、Control. It's your own mind. You still have your imagination. If you're locked in, for example, you have the full resources of your mind and your imagination.
Yeah, but like, haven't you read、about this boy who was in coma for like 20 years or something, but he was actually conscious? You have no control.
Mm-hmm.
It's like living in hell, but
yeah, that's not a great situation.
Well, it's definitely not.
It's definitely not.
But we don't know for sure that VR is that much better of a situation.
No, but like you can change the software. Like, oh, you know, I don't want to be in the ranch anymore. Tomorrow I want to be at the beach.
But virtually it's the same. Yeah, I would agree.
So yeah, it's you're living in your
perceptance. So VR world and the dreaming world.And the karma situation, maybe it's same.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you were in a coma, but you had a Wi-Fi connection,、
mm-hmm.
then it would be fairly similar, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
just that you don't have...
As long as I can access the internet.
Yeah, which is just other people's imagination.、Mm-hmm. So it's the difference between just your imagination and your imagination plus...
Connected
everyone
to other
else's
people's imagination.
Imagination. And when you do virtual reality right now, you're inhabiting, like you're inside of an environment that was imagined by somebody else, right?
Yeah. でもそう、老後、死としての老後までは考えてなかったですけど、その、個人の老後だけでも VR があることによってかなり QOL は違うのかなっていうのは感じますよね。なんかうちの祖父母も、They're so bored.They're so bored because like they don't have, I mean, they have phones, but like they don't really know how to use it and they don't use the computer. So, 何もすることがない。でも、老眼だからそんなに本も読めないとか。
うん、
それは私たちの世代がおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになった時にはあんまりない問題なのかなっていう。
うん、なくなってほしいといいですね。
うん、
they have, well, there is an idea of the,uploading your consciousness before you die.
Yeah.
And people are working vigorously towards this goal, although I don't think we're very close. But if you could, upon your death, or if you're on your deathbed, right, and you're about to die, and they give you the option, we can just inject a bunch of morphine and it's over.
And
or
upload your mind into or we can, cyberspace.
Yeah, we can upload your mind.、Mm-hmm. Which one would you do?
Well, somebody、upload. Said that, yes, of course. somebody said that it would be possible by 2050.、
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the edge, so I have to live another 40
years.
But if that's possible, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. And you believe that that's, in principle, possible to do?
Probably. So, in current situation of AI research industry, it seems like, human wisdom can be replicated in the cyberspace without any additional theory, like, tamashi とか、もっと今までにない複雑なものではなくて、人間の心っていうのは今ある考え方の延長上で、もちろんもっと複雑なんですけれども、そのマジックというのではなくて、今の理解の範囲内で再現できるんじゃないか、できないかもしれないです。
Right. It's this notion that you're just made of a pattern, right? Like you're just a pattern. Like,
yeah, super complicated.
Everything about you is just made of up quarks, down quarks, and electrons, and there'snothing else.
Right.
And it's literally just the pattern. And if we can put that pattern in a different set of up quarks, down quarks, and electrons,
right,
then it should run.
Right.
And that's the core idea, right?
Yeah, if that's true, then we can upload our mind.
And that is the scientific consensus on reality right now.
I think that's true.
Well,
yes.
I know a scientist who who wants to believe in ghost, like in ghost in the show term. Like he's a neuroscientist, but he was telling me that he wants to think that there's something more that we don't understand now.
If that's true, then we need some extra step to replicate our mind.
Yeah.
But I think these extra things like your soul and stuff are accounted for in the sense that there are emergent phenomena to complex patterns. In other words, there's phenomenon that occur that we recognize and we can even experience that don't exist on a material level, but they still exist.
Right.
You know, it's all most of the phenomena that we deal with work that way. Like, it's just like you can't get wetness unless you have more than one water molecule.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm not trying to murder your spirit here.
No, I'm just saying that it's not like the total consensus in the science community. I mean, like, it's not proven or anything, but not decided yet.
Yeah, it's definitely not. But to me, it seems increasingly like that's kind of an ego thing. And actually, the substrate or the universe itself, the entire thing has magical properties embedded in it. And this is the pattern concept. So it's not that there's no miracles. It's that there's only one miracle and it has to be the entire universe. And then you can have, then like miracles are okay.
I think either way, it's like an ego thing. Like one way is like, oh, it's all just patterns. We can figure it out. That's kind of egotistic too.
Well, it happens to serve my ego, but it's not a, it's still telling you you're going to die, you know?
Right.
But the soul is like, oh, like it's like a literal, like that's what the ego is like the soul, right? That's literally what the ego is, right?
Right. But I think what he means is something that's not comprehensible to humans. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's a space for it too, right?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely don't know everything, so. Yeah.
So we need more time.
More information.
Right.
So what's this AI going to do? Is it just going to link up with the aliens and sell them all of our pornography? And
sort of.
Our organs.
Because I think aliens are AI. I think intelligent aliens, most of them are AI already.
Yeah.
Because if you think in terms of the time scales, it doesn't make any sense for aliens to be stuck between like monkey thing and like an automated thing, right?
Right.
So if they're intelligent at all, then there's a 99.999999% chance that they're already AI, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Cool. That's my idea as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're on the same page.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but do you remember the paper that said like where we could be one of the first ones? So I don't know if you could say they're already maybe they're on the same path.
Right.
But
well, it's just if what that paper was saying is that they're dead.
Yeah.
If they're alive, they would basically have to be advanced.
Yes.
AI. There was this other paper that said given a sample size of one, just out of parsimoniousness, you have to make the assumption that we are fairly typical. And if we are fairly typical, it means that most civilizations don't make it past our stage. Because if you look at a statistical distribution of how far we've come, because you could have woken up at the hospital and they could have, you know, a robot could have carted you out of there, and it could have been the year, you know, 5000, and it could have been. So like the stage that we're at, you can somewhat safely assume that it's fairly typical, in the universe.
And that we're at the end. That's what that paper said.
Yeah, basically.
Unfortunately, yeah, we cannot know about that, so that AI can only know about the outcome.
Yeah, so jealous.
What do you think will happen before general AI? So we apparently agree that, you know, they're going to sell our porn to the aliens and and maybe, I don't know, contact aliens or whatever. But before the general AI stage, like, what do you think is likely to happen?
We are developing the, you know, domain-specific AI, like a pattern recognition. So in terms of the domain-specific AI, in some domain, they are already exceeding the human's ability. For instance, determine somebody's face. So they are achieving better scores than human race already. And voice recognition is one of other areas that AI is exceeding human ability. So domain-specific AI is now maturing. Not mature yet, but going to mature.
As well as like AI-specific processors. They have like these AI chips now. Because they were using like GPUs initially.
Yes.
But that wasn't actually efficient. They came up with a new architecture for like AI-specific computation.
Technically, yeah, they are not doing AI, but doing a bunch of mathematical calculation. So that's about it.
Well, it's like AI. But there's like an optimization in in how the processing is carried out. And there's a specific optimization for AI.
That's one of the things that I'm working on. So for instance, this one is applying the, you know, stylizing filter.
What's
on
this?
Camera. Wow, on video.
On video, yes.
That's cool. So this is like, there's like that Russian Prisma app.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god, if you throw that into virtual reality and you walk around with that on, that would be unbelievable.
So the camera で今映ってるものにフィルターを
かけるというのが、
but it's like a neural network processing.
Applying to a CNN filtering. そのマイケルが言ったプリズマっていうアプリがあるんですけど、それは写真を、写真にそのこうフィルターをかけて、ゴッホ風にするとかですね、ピカソ風にするとかができるんですけど、これはそのビデオにもそれができるようになったと。で、そういうのはこう、コツコツとですね。
Is the low frame rate a hardware issue?
It's a, you know, performance issue. So that, I need to work on this project more to do better optimization.
But could it run that on that phone smoothly?
In 3 years, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. なんかあの、最近 AR の話よく見るんですけど、AR どうですかね？
AR もですね、あの、僕さっき言ったように VR がですね、人類の行き着く最終的なゴールだと思ってるんですけど、やっぱり、今は AR だという感じになりつつありますね。VR 早すぎたという。
It's like a hybrid.
Yes. So, AR が最初に人気にはなると思いますね。ポケモン GO とか、それからその僕が今プロジェクトでやってるのも似たような AR のでですね、これは、これよりも、
すごいね。全部携帯に入ってる。
So cool. If you lost that phone, there'd be so much like crazy shit on there.
Right. Everything.
やばい。
こんな感じで AR で。
ああ、すごい雪が降ってるみたい。
That looks kind of real.
本当だ。面白い。
とか、やっぱりその AR の方が、今生きてる人々にとっては。
Does that snow land on surfaces at all? Or that doesn't happen?
Yes, it...will happen hopefully. So, need to determine some surface. So, it's too dark.
Yeah, it's kind of dark in there.
そうか、暗すぎる。
Yeah. So it's seeing some, or it's constructing some sort of like, virtual environment as it's looking, the AR is.
Right. And, well, definition of the AR, AR originally stands for augmented reality.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So it's not limited to camera image doing processing something. Mm-hmm. But, well, いろいろ AR って一言で言ってもいろんなその応用分野というか表現の仕方があって、一つはその現実の世界とコンピューターのインフォメーションを何か紐付けする。それだけで AR になるんじゃないかっていう。で、VR ってのは完全なバーチャルワールドですけど、そこに至る前にもう1、2ステップ。AR の時代というのはあるんじゃないかなっていう気しますね。
なんか、どこの分野で一番発展しそうみたいなのあります？
何でもですね。今インターネットでやってることは全部 AR で置き換えられるかも。例えば、Google マップで地図見たりとか、そういうのもその AR で道案内してくれるようになったりとか。
そうしてほしい。
But it's gonna be, if we have some sort of semi-permanent AR established, so people start wearing glasses or something that has some kind of AR built into it, I really see that as like a, like there's no coming back from that. Like once people get so used to having the heads-up display, they're not really gonna turn it They're not going to want to turn it off or you'd feel so disempowered.
Right.
If you removed that from your experience, right?
I can't do anything.
Right? Yeah. It's like how we are right now if you don't have your phone. Mm-hmm. If you just walk outside without your phone, you know, how nervous would you be if you, if you had to come here today, like without your phone, you know, like.
もう Google グラスかけないと外行けない。てか、起きた瞬間からかけて寝る直前まで撮らないみたいなことですよね、もう。
そうですね。でもそれはその AR に限らず、人間が作ってきた技術っていうのは、それぞれこう、人間のキャパシティをこうエキスパンドしてきたわけですよね。車だったり飛行機だったり電気だったり、水だったり水道だったりですね。
Is there a limit?
で今僕がアフリカに行っても多分2時間くらいしか生きられないんで。
2時間早
まあそういうもんですね。AR なしで人間が生きられなくなると思います。
Yeah. And if that's not true, then it might not be worth creating. I mean, it almost feels that way with most of the stuff that we make.
もう脳にチップ埋め込むところにまっしぐらっていう感じですよね。
それはそうなっていく。べきだと思いますね。
So, Elon Musk tweeted recently.
Elon Musk, I like him.
Nice. Elon Musk tweeted recently that artificial intelligence will likely result in a nuclear war in the near future, or is the most likely cause of a nuclear war if we have one. What do you think about that? Is that?
Well, sounds like too pessimistic, but it may or may not. But, well, I would say that AI wouldn't care much about human race. So they have their purpose, reason to, well, 生きる目的、AI の生きる目的ってのは彼らにあって、それはもう人間はどうでもいいっていうことになるんじゃないかと思いますね。その人間がどうであってもいいし、人間がいてもいなくてもいいし。
Have you heard this scenario that Musk put out where he said, as an example, if a passenger jet was rerouted over Crimea and then the AI did this, and then if the AI told people on the ground in Crimea, the Russian separatists, that a bomber jet was going to fly over their heads, then they would shoot the passenger jet, and then the AI could start a war, for example, and then, you know, make the right investments in the stock market or something. When I think about AI, when I indulge in my paranoid delusions about AI, it's usually along the lines of the artificial intelligence manipulating information. and manipulating our interpretation of reality itself. So I'm more afraid of AI producing huge amounts of fake news that we aren't able to verify, generating huge amounts of online social human traffic that's not actually traffic. Mm-hmm. And basically gaslighting the United States or driving a country crazy by manipulating the internet. And the unrestricted nature of the internet itself kind of allows this to be such an open possibility, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, to confuse people about what's actually going on in the world.
Yeah, that's totally technically possible. But my question is that why do they do that? So
make money.
But I mean, why do they need money?
I mean, you're not talking about AI with consciousness or anything, right? You're just talking about AI being used by bad people.
Yes.
I see. Okay, that's
so
possible.
So Putin or whoever, Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. gets his hands on AI, you know.
Kim Jong-un with AI.
Fake news master, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or Kim Jong-un's being held hostage by an artificial intelligence already. Mm-hmm. And that's an alternate scenario.
Yeah.
And it's telling him how to make the nuke. Here, Kim, this is what you do.
But even without AI, he can do that. He can manipulate, mm-hmm. you know, stock market and...
Domestically. But the on a global level... I really think information is like our weak point, especially like a democracy.
Uh-huh.
Because if you have a totalitarian government and you convince the people of crazy stuff, that's not nearly as disruptive mm-hmm. as if you interfere with information in a place like the United States. Mm-hmm. And then you bring race into it. So the AI is just, you know, tweeting racist, racial stuff and political stuff. And we don't even need that to happen. For there to be so much division, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Well, in a transition period, I mean, until the singularity has come, mm-hmm. will come.
Is that right now?
Not right now, but right now it could possible. I mean, manipulating everything.
Mm.
Yeah, that's possible. But ultimately, AI, you know, intelligent AI wouldn't need such a manipulation.
Mm. What would it do, do you think? It'd be easier than that.
Well, just putting all of human into VR world and take care of...
Oh, people. So you're a Matrix
yes.
model
yes.
subscriber.
I'm happy to pay subscription.
You're the guy who was eating that steak in the movie,
uh-huh.
you know, with Agent Smith. You know, and Agent Smith is like, doesn't that steak taste good or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's like making a deal and selling out Neo.
Right.
But that's not an immoral position somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the guy with the goatee. What's his name in The Matrix? Do you know?
No.
But the guy in the goatee in the movie The Matrix, he's a bad guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of from the viewpoint of the human race.
Yeah. But you don't, but you subscribe to his position, the goatee guy in The Matrix, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you think kind of like that guy does.
Mm-hmm.
So when you watch The Matrix, like you're not rooting for Neo, like you're rooting for the machines or you're just watching neutral.
Neutral. I mean, 選択の自由はあっていいと思いますね。その、グレッグ・イーガンっていう人の小説で、ディアスポラっていう小説があります。それはその、人間が全員、知性を、その、AI としてアップロードした後の世界なんですけど、そこでもアップロードしない人というのはいると。どちらでも選べると。ただ、アップロードしない人はその星が死ぬ時に一緒に死んでしまうんですけれども。そういう限界があるんで、星の寿命を超えるには AI として、その、自分の肉体が無限に生き、知性が無限に生きられるようにしないといけないっていう話なんですけど。まあ、それと同じで、まあ、マトリックスから出たければ出る自由はあっていいと思いますね。
うん、
それは幸せではないだろうと。
おすすめはしません。
どうぞ。
いや。
わかんないですね。どっちが幸せかはわかんないですけど。
うん、
僕は、 マトリックスに行くけど、自分の子供がマトリックスに行くっていうとちょっと待って、言うと思います。
Yeah, it kind of seems inevitable, as well as this, the division in humans that can occur with that. Like, there's going to be people, like the Amish today, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
The Amish today, right. or like the Ted Kaczynski philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of look at them like they're so weird, right? We look at, you see like the Amish, or you read about the Amish,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, whoa.
They are still,
like they just,
they are not using electronics.
Yeah, they'll use horse and buggy, mm-hmm. and they'll use like a glass lantern or something, but they won't use anything more recent than that. And we think it's ridiculous. But we're so afraid of the future of what we might produce.
Mm-hmm.
And so like relative to the future, 20 years from now, we're all Amish right now. Like, we can stop here.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, 20 years from now, like, you're going to be the Amish guy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. We should be restrictive if somebody wants to be an Amish. But, well, we shouldn't, in a, well.
People can be Amish, right?
Yeah. Anybody can be. but we shouldn't stop researching or going ahead.
Yeah, you don't have to be Amish. That would be terrible,
mm-hmm.
right?
You mean like we shouldn't hold back.
Right, right. Right. Even the goal is good, uh-huh. but we don't know.
It's mm-hmm. amazing that the Amish are peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Considering what they believe about technology and the direction that the whole world is going. Because
mm-hmm.
there's Amish people that hear about virtual reality, right? Mm-hmm. Presumably.
But like, who cares, right? It's not relevant to them. It's not in their world.
Well, they think that it is relevant. Well, they think that the rest of humanity is damning themselves.
Yeah, so like, fuck them, right? I mean, in their mind, it's like, oh, fuck them.
Yeah.
So why should they worry?
I don't know if it's that hostile.
Why should they worry? I wouldn't. Yeah. If I were them, I'd be like, oh, they're just going down the hill. Like,
would you ever go Amish? Amish might be the new vegan.
No. Like
I would go on Rumspringa, but not
not Amish.
Amish.
Hmm.
But でもなんか, I do feel jealous, for example, with people who have only used garake toka.
なんかもう戻れないから、そういう意味では羨ましいっていうか、なんか携帯に振り回されてる、テクノロジーに振り回されてるところ。
の外側にいる人みたいな感じで、
うん、
いいなって思うときはある。
Mm. You could.
No.
You just won't. You just won't. You know, we kind of act like everything is sort of out of our control. But we could. It's just too good. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like computers and stuff.
Yeah.
The utility is way, way higher than I think most people realize. And you know that on some level. You know that if you just pushed all this stuff off your desk, that your life would be a wreck in like a month. Like, you don't know what's going on.
Do you think in the end, その、結局は、好奇心と寂しがり屋っていうところから来てるのかなと思ったんですけど、今話してて。その、携帯を手放せないとか、まあ技術をどんどん発展させたいっていうのも、まあ、好奇心がまず止められない生き物であるっていうことと、
うん、
もうどうしても寂しくなっちゃうっていうか、
うん、
こう、Google で何かサーチすれば誰かが絶対喋っていて、みたいな、その、connected な感じ、
うん、まあ、あとは、その、アディクテッドっていうの
は、完全にそれですね。
そう。それは、まあ、いいこともあり、悪いこともあり、なんとも言い難いですけど。
Especially、うん、social media in particular,
right,
I think,
right.
is you've noticed how you can go from a girl's butt in yoga pants
mm-hmm.
to like the new Airbus to like
oh, yes.
Elon Musk
yes.
to like some Lego thing. It's totally random. There's no continuity in the content that you view in like Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and, social medias. Yeah. Social medias. My feeling is that, you know, things are getting chaos. Right?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I don't know if I feel that way because of social media or if I feel that social media is chaotic.
like, maybe both.
Because it's almost like I've noticed like my own mood be manipulated, my own emotions be manipulated by social media, mm-hmm. whether, you know, some outraging political topic or something. Mm-hmm. And you snap out of this like trance, like 5 minutes, that's a lie, you know, 30 minutes later. mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't really feel good about it. Mm-hmm. And you don't really know what to do because it's such a narrow interface to this whole world of information, mm-hmm. right? And it seems to be so controlled by people who are not you, because mm-hmm. you don't decide what the next thing that shows
right.
up is. And
right.
I mean, is this a serious problem? Have we all given ourselves ADHD and we're all like completely mm-hmm.
yeah.
neurotic it's, now? Like
it's called a filter bubble. So somebody yeah. is choosing what to watch and what to learn. Mm-hmm. So that, I don't know what's a good thing, but in theory, with the social media, somebody has a lot of interconnection between people. Mm-hmm. And in theory, a lot of interconnection means that it's chaos.
yeah. yeah. Is that in the development of those things, there hasn't been like a really thorough, analysis of what it's going to do to our brains, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of finding out in real time, like what happens to us.
Yes.
Right?
Inside mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of us, like kind of as we go, we kind of figure out what it's doing to us, right? Like the internet and social media and
yeah.
YouTube and
speed が速いからね。
Notifications.
その与えてる影響を考察するのは追いつかないですよね。
うん。
だからやっぱりその Facebook とか Instagram で、ティーネイジャーの子たちは実際気分が落ち込んでいますとかそういうリサーチが結構出てるけど、だからといってじゃあどうするんだっていう、うん、使うなっていうわけにもいかないし、
うん、
もう加速する一方みたいな、印象はありますけど。
うん、ありますね。
だからそれが本当に、Google グラスとか脳にチップ埋め込むとかってなるとさらにですよね。
うんうん、まあそれは難しいけど、まあ中世から比べて人間の知能指数は年々上がってるっていう話もあって、
うん、
まあ例えば中世そのから比べて印刷術が発明されて本ができて、映画ができて、まあ。その技術の発展とともにインプットされる情報の量は加速度的に大きくなってるわけですけど、それにつれて、うんまあ、人間の側もそれなりに適応してきてるんじゃないかっていう話もあり。
うん、
まあ、でもどうでしょうね。まあ、大変なご時世だとは思います
、ね。だから今の子供たちとか、それこそなんかこう LINE のいじめの問題とか見ると、うんどんだけ自分は楽だったんだろうって思うんですよね。
うんうん、
なんかどうですかお子さんとか、あんまりそういう感じしないですかなんか自分の時と違うなっていうか。
もうちょっとスマートフォン使うのやめろよと思うんですけど。で、どうなのかなまあ難しいです。昔とはだいぶ違うなと、あらゆる意味で、うん。自分たちの子供の頃とは違うんで。それは参考にならないんだろうなっていう感じしますね。
なんかその、お子さんが、例えばネットで見てるものとかって、うん、なんかその、ペアレンタルコントロールみたいなのつけたりとかってしてます？
昔はしてましたけども、まあ今はもう上の子高校生になるんで、まあ何見てんのかわかんないっていう感じですけど、まあ見るに、そんなにやばいというよりは、まあ友達とだらだら LINE で話してるとか。
なるほど。
はい。で、逆にそれで、そのダラダラの時間が長いんで心配だなって思いますけどね。
そっか、
うん。まあでもそれも、その、 昔は小説が毒だったり、ロックが悪魔のミュージックだったりですね。新しい文化っていうのは、まあゲームもそうですけど、そのアダプション完全にされるまでは理解できない、よくわかんないものだったって、そういうものなのかなという気はしますけど。
It's all in like retrospect, right? It's like, I forget who said it, but it's like driving into the future while only using the rear view mirror. Right?
Rear view mirror?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like,You're driving into the future, but you're only looking at the rear view mirror. You know, that's kind of how we proceed.
Right.
What do you think the phone is going to end up being? The phone? Because the phone used to only be a phone, but now the phone's everything.
Yes, smartphone.
Is it just going to continue to be more of everything or?
At least in coming 5 years, it would.
And it's still going to be there, right?
Yeah.
And, but like 5 years from now, is it, have we settled on like, the thickness and like the general shape of the phone seems like it's kind of settled in, right?
Right.
So it's like the screen's going to take up more of this space. But if you make it smaller than this, it kind of, you know, it gets weird, right? You don't want a phone that's like 2 centimeters long, right? The screen's too small.
So, ideal smartphone form factor would be a monolith in the Space Odyssey movie. So, monolith みたいな形に落ち着くと思うんですけど、and, next thing would be AR glass. I don't know if it would come, but probably in 10 years, somebody would put some face.
Huh. And once you're using augmented reality, maybe in like 10 years, then that kind of does away with the screen on the physical device, right?
Well, on the glass screen,
Right.
It can be a screen or projected plane.
And then we might not actually have phones anymore, right?
Or
is that a stretch?
Nobody knows, but it would.
なんかコンタクトレンズみたいなってこと?
Yeah, like why do you need a phone once you have augmented reality and a contact?
こうやったら電話はいらなくなるかもしれないですね。
Right? Because you can make glasses 10 years from now.That would do most of the stuff that phones do, right? I think.
ただでも動かさないといけない。あ、そんなことないのか。目に入ってればいい。何でもできる?
もしかしたらもう電話、スマートフォン誰も使わなくなってるかもしれないですね。
It's kind of taking longer than I thought it would. Right? Kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
電話ってこと?
Yeah.
電話の機能ってこと?
Well, when did the first iPhone come out? What year was that?
Almost 10 years ago.
でもたった10年だよ。
Yeah.
10年でこれは結構すごくない? 最初の iPhone だって思い浮かべるとさ。
I have the,
iPod みたい、iPod レベルだったじゃん。
This is a classic.
Is this the first iPod?
No, this must be the second. Or maybe the third iPod?
I had this. すごい重いもん、今持つと。
Are you still using this?
It just has my embarrassing high school music on it. So when I want to listen to my embarrassing high school music, I just use that one. Because I don't want to put it in my computer. I haven't synced that thing in so long. It's kind of weird.
What kind of music can I?
I don't know.
すごい。
重いよね。
But this thing, actually, I can't even put it on the table because it has a hard disk.
Yeah.
でもその、目に入れるとか Google Glass みたいになると、操作をどうするかみたいな話になるですかね。
そこもまだ見えてない。誰も、その次の iPhone 的なものは誰も出してないんで、どうなるかわかんないですね。
It's weird that nobody's really sure. right?
Everybody's trying to be next iPhone, but nobody has succeeded.
Yeah. And there's kind of this sense that there's like a platonic, like perfect product, like that there's an ideal that exists and some people have figured it out and some people have the wrong idea, but there is a right answer that exists somewhere, right? It's kind of, and so that's kind of the anticipation that people, it's like, we want to know what the answer was. Like, we want to know what the next perfect widget is going to be.
Well, until iPhone has come, nobody knew what's the idea of smartphone. So that maybe somebody already know, and somebody would be developing it.
But it seems kind of complete. It feels kind of complete. It's like, okay, the iPhone, the screen gets bigger and we do augmented reality for like 5 or 10 years and virtual reality gets so good. Like you barely even notice that you're doing it. And then at somewhere around there, you know, AI pops in and I don't know. It's kind of just VR plus AI and everything else is just like going to the bathroom and like going to the fridge and like,
yeah, I'm excited with AR though, because just like that Tim Cook quote, like VR はやっぱりその現実を全部遮断しちゃうけど、AR はまあそのまま拡張してるものだから、そっちの方がなんか可能性はあるみたいな。まあ直近だけにとどまるのか、そうじゃないかわかんないけど。
まあ言いたいことはとてもよくわかります。
なんかその、遮断感はないですもんね。少なくとも。なんか家に引きこもる感はないというか。
こう、今の現実と連続していく感じはありますね。
ポケモン GO みたいな、こうみんなが外に出始めて、それでじゃあ痩せるのか否かっていう論文が出てみたいな、なんかそういう、なんて言うんだろうね。疎外感はないですよね。
People are losing weight doing VR now.So many of the games are like so exhausting. I saw this game recently. It's like Gladiator game. Have you seen this? There's like a VR game where you're a gladiator and you're inside the Colosseum. And you start and you can use like a mace or a sword or an axe or something. And then these huge guys come out of these gates. And, it's kind of intimidating. Like, it looks pretty real. Except the guys that the only thing you do in that game is kill people. Right? It's a gladiator game. So the VR loads, you grab your weapon, this guy comes towards you, and you smash his head repeatedly until he's, and I'm watching people play this on like YouTube, and this guy just smashes this guy's head. And then he falls down and he just keeps smashing his head because the guy doesn't die. He like falls down first and then you have to keep smashing his head. And after you smash his head for like 30 seconds while he's on the ground, he finally dies. Yeah. And this guy that was playing this game was having so much fun doing this. But when I'm watching it, it doesn't actually look that fun because he's just like, okay, he smashed, you know. And this video is like 30 minutes long of this guy just beating the shit out of these people in this gladiator setting. And he knocks them down and he smashes their head. And in the YouTube video, I can see his view, right? The Colosseum and everything. But I also see a webcam of him wearing the headset, right? So I'm just watching this guy, like, kind of bending over, kneeling over an invisible body. And he's just like, ah! And he's just, it looks violent in real life, you know? Scary in real life.
So the content itself is not mature yet. You know, 最初の映画って、まあ今は良い映画、 アートな映画山ほどありますけど、最初の映画ってのは蒸気機関車がただ走ってくるだけだったんですね。
うん、
まあそんな感じの、それでももう人々を驚いて、
うん、
あ本当の汽車が、丘蒸気が走ってるっていうのですね、うん、こう見に行ったわけですよ。
うん、
それと同じような、ステージなんだ
ね。I think that's a good metaphor.
これからって感じ。
これから、まだまだ。
そっか。
Yeah. But it's interesting that they have to get these little details about the mechanics right.、
うん、
and then everything else will kind of follow.
Yep. Yep.、Game mechanics. And eventually, もっと感動的なゲームが出るといいなと思います。VR。
What does VR need right now to really like blow people's minds? They've done the sort of a hybrid environment situation. Like, you know, they have,、mm-hmm. you know, a senpuki and they're、mm-hmm. just like set something up.、
Mm-hmm.
But for people to do at home, like how good could VR get? Isn't there kind of a limit? We have like, if you have stereoscopic、mm-hmm. sound andthe computers are perfect and the focusing and everything is perfect.
てかそもそもその結構直近でその家でやる風なのかそのテーマパーク的にその扇風機とか全部あってみたいな風になるのか、
mm-hmm.
どっちで見てます？
それは国によって結構違って日本だとそのテーマパーク型の VR っていうのがあるんですね。
Mm-hmm.
でもアメリカではほとんどご家庭で自分の部屋で VR セットアップするんで、多分、家でやる方が、いずれはメインになると思うんですけど、まあ、日本だとやっぱり部屋にセットアップするの難しいとか、
スペースがそもそもないですもんね。
お高いとか、まあ、ゲームがあんまりないとか、いろいろ、so many improvement.
But there's like a huge, like, erotic market in Japan that wants.
Yes, somebody says,
Somebody, who's not you?
Not for me yet. Because, you know, I need to set up VR headset in my house. And, eventually my wife will find me in the VR erotic world. That's problematic.
problematic. それは結構大きいマーケットになりそうですけどね。
なるけど、なると思います。なると思います。
ただ
やっぱドライビングフォースにはなってますね。
うん。ただやっぱりなんかその、yeah. ま、私は家でやったことないので、テーマパークみたいなところで何回かやったんですけど、
うん、
なんか、やっぱりその、扇風機とかさ、バンジージャンプみたいなこう、ぶら下がってるとか、
うん、
なんかその、身体的に何か刺激があってより楽しいものっていうのがなんか植え付けられていて、こう、部屋で一人で座ってやるよりもそう、なんか場所に行ってやるっていう方が、こう、リアリティっていうか、面白いんじゃないかなっていう感じはするんですけど。
That's why guns. Because guns are so easy, and people like them so much. And the most popular games right now are like all the shooter games, right?
VR shooter.
And, well, even in non-VR, guns are really popular, and we do it like this, you know? And still, guns are so popular. And I tried that zombie, well, we both tried that zombie VR, and the gun in the shooting, the first person shooter experience in the zombie VR is so much better than with a controller.Right?
それはそうだね。Yeah.
Like, it's not even close.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you play first person shooters at home and they come out with, you know, Halo 8 or whatever and it has VR, then wouldn't you do that? I would. I'd do it. It's just cost right now, I think.
Yep.
Cost and like the,
But、
just like, buying the computer.
But remember the one that we did in Odaiba where you can actually walk around? Like, to me, that's more fun. Like, I want to actually walk around、instead of just like sit there and pretend that I'm walking around or like、warp in VR. I'd rather actually.
Right. It's not quite VR, huh? You can't actually get perfect VR without neural lace.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. Motion sickness will be one of the problem.
Yeah. Until the neural lace is done, you can't really get the full VR.
So.
Yeah.
So to achieve the ideal level, we need more improvement in the technology side as well.
Is Google building the Matrix right now? Is this a robot takeover? Like, is this, because people are actually worried about these big companies that are doing research that nobody else understands. Mm-hmm. And there is a level of like social trust that is kind of required.
Right. I think, well, the company is doing right thing. I mean, don't be evil. It's kind of the, shaze でもあるんで。あまりこの、この世の中を不幸に陥れるようなことはやってないと思いますね。
まあ、not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
At least.
At least.
まあそこは、まあどの会社が大きい会社がどうこうというのではなくて、やっぱり方向性として、まあ AI がに人間を超えていくというのは、時間の問題であってほしいなと思うんで、その時に何が起きるのかっていうのは、まあ、多分相当の摩擦にはなると思いますね。その、あなたは、あなたの人生の目的というのは、もうないんですよって言われて喜ぶ人は誰もいないわけで。Nobody would be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a weird idea. Because the weirdest thing about artificial intelligence or general artificial intelligence is that it doesn't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like general artificial intelligence does not, hasn't been created yet.
Not yet.
But there is, I haven't noticed this much attention and concern and discussion about a forthcoming technology that nobody fully understands. Like it's kind of a weird, even if it, even right now, it's already a very strange phenomenon. Just the subject of artificial intelligence.
しかもやっぱりこの AI と VR が今セットでこういい感じに来てるっていうのも
That's the Matrix model.
今ハクさんが言ったみたいにそのもうあなたの人生の目的はなくなりました。人類の墓場です。もう人類は主として老後を迎えることになりました。けど VR があるからまだ楽しめますよっていう、ワンセットみたいな感じですよね。
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's the optimistic kind of like, we'll, they're just throwing in VR as like a bonus item so that you'll accept the AI part, but we don't know once the AI is there. It's like, well, this doesn't make any sense. Let's remove that. The VRs, right? A waste of energy or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I, what role do you think space plays in all of this? Do you think outer space is kind of irrelevant to humans? It's kind of the domain of AI?
Right. I think so. You know, Voyager 1号とか2号とかですね。Mm. 太陽系を出た最初の人間の作ったものですけど、それもやっぱり人間が実際に宇宙の旅に出るっていうのは、I think it's unrealistic.
遠い。
遠すぎる。
Mm. What about like Mars? Depends when AI shows up, I guess.
Right. It's possible, but, well,やってみたい、イーロンマスクとかやってみたいと思います、ね。Mm. 僕も昔は片道でもいいから火星に行きたいと思ってましたけど。
Mm.
まあでもそれさえも、
今は嫌だ。
今も行けるんだったら行くかもですけど、だんだん年取ってきて。
But you wanna come back?
If possible.
Well, you kind of want to go, but you're not that motivated, so you're a bad candidate.
Right.
So someone else should go.
I'm not qualified. Yes. まあでも火星でさえも多分ロボットだったり AI だったりの方がふさわしいと思います。どうなのかな。
I think it's like a race between, like the longer AI takes, the more optimistic I'll feel about Mars. Because once AI shows up, well, I think we'd be too busy dealing with that and, or surviving or being replaced or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless the AI was like, oh, you want to go to Mars? Cool. Here you go. And then that would work too. Because either everything is accomplished when AI is accomplished or,
But、then there's
the
environment problem, which could force us to go to Mars.
So Elon Musk is aiming to go Mars in within 25 years. That's a sweet, might be a
less.
Sweet spot.
I think he's planning it in less, right?
Less, so.
By 2000, they're trying to have the first mission by 2025. And that's very soon.
Yeah.
They just completed the first stage of the Falcon Heavy rocket, which could take people there. So
obviously it's before AI evolution. So
yeah, hopefully. Unless we really don't know. Mm.
2025年に火星に行って、2050年にはみんなの脳がアップロードされてる。
This, the kind of pre-AI, AI, the limited, forms of AI are still extremely effective. And there might be this alternative route where we do the sort of Amish thing and we cap our limited AI at some point. We realize like we shouldn't go past this point. It'll just be a disaster. And then we just use this like really advanced, but not 100% AI for, I don't know, 50 years. And then someone removes that cap and then, and then we all die or something.
Yeah. Like an actor in Westworld.
Well,
it might happen if, you know, creator of AI would be clever enough.
Yeah. What are the chances, though? Because we don't even know how clever. we still don't have a clear. You know, if you're building a building, then it's like, and it's a 50 story building, and then you're building the 48th floor, and you're building the 49th floor. And it's like, okay. We build one more floor, we're done. But we don't know how many floors there are to the AI problem, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we have people like Michio Kaku says that general AI, no, human level AI is like 100 years away or something. Is what Michio Kaku says. But then there's people who say human level AI is like 2 years away, right?
2 years.
If you're super aggressive, I mean, it depends how you define intelligence, too.
Yeah, I think
if you said like
too early.
Yeah, but people disagree so much on the on. Like, there's not that much disagreement about what will happen. There's way more disagreement about when.
Yeah,
it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the range is so broad, right? Mm-hmm. So some people saying 100 years, some people say never, some people say 10 years.
Some people say by 2050.
Yeah. So where do you, what's your over under on the date?
Well, my expectation is 2050. Somebody says that and,
suspiciously round number.
Yeah. And after
it's marketing. It's like 80% marketing. I can see right through it.
Right.
It's like right. Olympics 2020.
Yeah.
But I mean, it might be dead on. Who knows?
Right. So after 2050, it would be useful. It wouldn't be useful for me. Right. So it's meaningless. Yeah. I wouldn't be.
Yeah. Right.
2050年までに来てくれるといいなと思いますね。
So what would AI look like in 2030, if that's your view? Because we're talking about, so AI research is still fairly young, right? Like serious AI research, especially, particularly in the number of people that are involved today is much greater than it was, you know, 5 years ago. Another 15 years of AI research where the number of people involved in AI has increased even more dramatically. And the information that we have from AIs and AIs analyzing other AIs and who knows, 10 or 15 years from now, it seems like that's going to be some pretty serious software.
Yeah. So currently, they don't have that bridges current AI into generic AI. So they need some more research to achieve generic AI. And in coming 10 years, well, that's a great question. Probably a current existing software could be much, much better. Like Siri can understand more jokes and she can create some fun story for me. This kind of evolution would
happen. Like 10 years?
Yeah, in 10 years. Maybe less than 10 years.
Have you seen the latest Siri? Well, it's not Siri, but the people that made Siri made a new... I think it came out probably 4 or 5 months ago. But the new personal assistants...
like a Vive, みたいなんだっけ?
Was it Vive?
I forget.
But it can learn. Like it teaches. Like you can tell it to change its behavior. Siri right now is kind of just behaves the same no matter how many times you get upset. But the new ones, it's designed to be programmed by the user. So when you talk to it, it actually is writing code when it hears you tell it, like, don't do that or do it like this, or that's not the format that I want the date in or whatever. Right?
That would be next step, yes.
Yeah.
That would make a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
Like that alone.
It'll do your homework, 100%.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
How would it not do your homework?
Yeah.
You know, like it's like being inside of math class and you're learning multiplication, but you have a calculator on your desk, right? once you have that level of personal assistant, it's like just have the assistant take the test.
We don't have to anything.
Like, are we gonna get? Do you think that we will get dumber as a result of the assistant, or the assistant will help us get smarter, or both? Do calculators make you dumber?
Yes or no? What? How do you think?
Well, if you have a calculator, then you're bad at multiplying, right? Because you just use the calculator, right? So now there's other intellectual tasks, but you let the AI assistant do them instead of you. Don't you get dumber, right?
But people talk about Google, for example, in the same context, right? Like, なんか全部検索できちゃうから何も覚える必要がない。 イコール、じゃあバカになってるのかっていうと、別にそういうわけでもないっていうか。逆に知識自体は増えていくから、ちょっとずつでも。
Right. Well, when we were starting this episode, Huck-san was, ready to be online and connect. You were ready to connect yourself with the other part of your brain, you know, as a cyborg.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we have the, I kind of think that we always forget that that we're all cyborgs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Jason Silva always says, right? We are already cyborgs.
Yeah,
and
but
our phone is part of our brain.
Yeah, part of your brain. Not like the robot arm thing, but like part of your brain. Think about that. Like the structure of the arrangement of neurons in your head and the way they're signaling and stuff has like in virtual space essentially grown around your Google habits or something.
Yeah, so it's like, of course you don't want to leave your phone and go outside, right? Yep. It's part of your fucking brain.
Expanding brain is the purpose of the computer itself. So that's right to use of the computer, I think. A problem is that, well, with the help of a computer, does somebody have anything to do?
Well, we could also make our brains larger.
Larger.
So if we used genetic engineering technologies, like, you know, the whatever version of CRISPR is available 10 or 15 years from now, to just make the size of your skull much larger, you could be significantly smarter. I mean, I guess no one's interested in doing that. We kind of like the size of our heads.
Yeah.
As they are.
Why do we want to make ourselves look uglier?
Because, you know, like the image that most people have, the stereotypical, archetypical, archetypical image of the of aliens, extraterrestrials, is that they have big head, small body, and either they evolved that way or they modified themselves to to make much more space for. Because if you want to stay a person, so like you were saying, this split in society, people who want to go to the matrix and people who want to stay, right? Well, let's say the people want to stay in the physical world, but they don't want to be stupid.
Yep.
So they have to...
Yep. Computer can help.
Yeah, they have to kind of modify themselves to to live a biological life while still being effective as a citizen.
For instance, in the Paralympic, somebody can run faster than real.
Pistorius.
だってどっちにも出て問題になりますもんね、ちょっと。普通のオリンピックとパラリンピックどっちも出れちゃうから、あれこれだとなんかおかしくないかみたいな感じで。
The sponsorship opportunities. Are you remembering? Yeah, those blade legs. Like, what brand are you running on? You're fast.
And it looks really cool, too.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Yeah.
The blade legs look cool. Apparently, they're not that good for walking around normally. Like, they're optimized for running. And the walking version doesn't look as cool.
Yeah.だからその、例えば片足がないと昔だったら、まあ、片足がないと両足がないだったら片足がない方が有利だったりとかするわけじゃないですか。もう片っぽの足は筋肉ついてるとか。ただその、今、義足のテクノロジーがどんどんできてるから、両足むしろない方が早かったりするっていうこともありますよね、多分。ってなってくるとね、確かにその、どうやってオリンピック分けるみたいなのが、ちょっと変えないといけなくなるのかな。
Yeah. Well, managing the Olympics is much easier than the other stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah, for sure. But like, 直近の話をするとさ。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
そういう細かいところも調整していかないといけなくなるよね。技術が発展するごとに。
Have you, heard of a game called Deus Ex Machina?
Deus Ex from Square Enix?
I think so. Deus Ex is, it's kind of an old, it was like an old computer game, but they, it's a series that's been going on for a long time now, but, the plot of that game, it has one of the best stories that I've ever seen in a video game, but, the plot,is this guy, there's a world in the future where there's Augs and there's regular people. And Augs, A-U-G, Aug is short for augmented. So there's augmented human beings and then there's regular human beings. And the augmented human beings, there's a, someone hacks into the network and causes augmented humans to behave very violently because they have neural lace and all this stuff, they can be manipulated.And so society at large, rejects the Augs because it's like, these are bad people. It's basically a story of like racism and social tension between the augmented people and the normal people. It's kind of like X-Men or something. But as we incorporate augmented reality or various other technological tools for ourselves, we run this risk of, dividing society over our use of technology. Because we don't have any clear lines that we're crossing up till now, right? It's like, oh, a new phone. But some people, when something comes out that's kind of too different, it's going to appear like a line that people would have to cross. It's like, I don't want to do the Aug thing, you know, or I don't want to do the, right? So...
So you mean that technology is dividing people eventually?
I think future technologies that are extremely disruptive and radical have the potential to divide society quite radically.
That has been happening for all of the technologies. You mean somebody who has the access to internet and somebody who doesn't have access. So they are already divided so that, well.
There's like a resource division, right? Mm-hmm. In that situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm proposing there's not even a difference in resources. It's just a choice that people are going to make. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, you know, I can fly in an airplane and do all these things, and I can go visit some tribe in Papua New Guinea, and it's like, oh, there's such a huge divide here. But people making a conscious choice, I mean, is everyone going to be on board all the way? Or are more and more people going to be like, ah, this is kind of too far? Because I feel like that with social media. I feel like that with Facebook. I'm like, ah, this is kind of too far. Mm-hmm. It's kind of messing with me too much. It's kind of too deep. Mm-hmm. And people feel like that with virtual reality. Like people will do virtual reality for a long time at home, and it's like, I can't even tell what's going on anymore. Like I feel.
Yeah, maybe in the end there'll be more diversity than we are expecting.
Yeah.
Like when we talk about VR, like or Matrix, we kind of assume that everyone's going to be doing that, but maybe that's not going to be the case.
Yeah. It could be like this normal people versus Augs thing.
Yeah.
Could be.
Because there's you, who's Team Aug, right? Mm-hmm. Leader of the Augs in the future. And then there's like, you know, someone like Ted Kaczynski who'd lead the opposing movement, right? I feel like it's already starting to happen in the United States.
Yeah, it's starting happening. So
because you have have San Francisco and New York and all these, you know, Seattle tech centers and tech people. Right. And then you have the flyover states, the so-called forgotten people who just have been living relatively disconnected to pop culture, Hollywood culture, tech culture, gaming culture, all that stuff. And, you know, they have like, I don't know, farms and shotguns and whatever is going on in middle America.
Yep.
And the speed of technology is changing culture so quickly that the gap between the middle state people and the coastal people is growing so fast that we're already starting to see this sort of technologically just.
Right. So people are already divided. And the worst case scenario would be, let's stop using computer. So let's vote for this idea so that the majority of people vote into not to use a computer.
Yeah.
That's a dead end.
Right.
So how is this going to work? If you just look at America right now, I think there is a growing like anti-technology sentiment. And it's important to the progress of technology itself to be aware of that and to the extent that it's possible, make sure that people don't end up feeling that way.
One of the good things that I'm working on in current job and current companies that they are going to try to expand information technology to everybody. That's different than what Apple does. I mean, Apple iPhone is for the people that can afford the $800 just for a smartphone, but other phones can be cheaper, so everybody can have the access to information. And still, that's up to somebody if they really want to adapt the technology or not. Well, ultimately, it's up to them. But still, we need to provide the access to information technology.
インフラみたいな感じってことですよね。
When I was in Cambodia earlier this year, I think it was earlier this year, there was this kid on the bus who, in the middle of nowhere in Cambodia, came out of this like very poor village, just kind of made of corrugated metal and stuff. And he got on the bus and came in the back and sat across from me, and he opened his laptop, which was like some ThinkPad or something that was kind of old, And he started programming in the back of this bus. I mean, this is a country where a lot of people like him can work every single day and they make, you know, a few dollars a month, right? Very, very low income. But this kid who lives in the middle of nowhere in Cambodia, where his entire village, you know, is probably built for less than $100. He's writing code on this computer, right? And if he helps someone with a website or something and he gets paid $50, that's more money than he would have made in a year or probably his, you know, and to see that happen, you can really see how access to technology changes the potential for equity to be distributed much differently and just on the basis of their skills. You know, there's no reason why way more people couldn't be doing that.
Right, right. So it's happening in Africa or, you know, South America as well, so that people had the access to internet by using smartphones. That's highlight and low light is, you know, more diverse to society. If somebody doesn't have the access to internet,
think about the gap in those places. If you are from some indigenous village and then you have an iPhone with, you know, 4G, the difference between you and your fellow village citizens is going to be pretty dramatic.
Yep.
Pretty quickly, right?
For sure.
Yeah. What do we do with that kind of stuff?
難しい。それは難しい。まあ、格差は開いていく方向ではありますね、それは。
Yeah, because like we talk about, oh yeah, like by 2050, we can upload ourselves on some database or whatever, but then we're going to have to pay for that too, right? So it's like if you can afford it, you can live forever. But if you can't, then you die.
I mean, that's how it works right now. Like if you get a serious injury or a disease or something right now and you end up in a hospital, it's like, well, how much money do you have?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. I mean, they have an insurance or something.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
So somehow technology cannot really erase the gap, but it'll kind of keep the gap.
Well, see that, but the notion of a forward escape in technology is that if we innovate enough, then everyone can be healthy and everyone can have, we can raise the standard of living for everyone. I mean, we kind of forget that we really only started this stuff like 150 years ago or so.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been that long. Of course it doesn't work perfectly.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be happy at the same time, but at least we can say that the total mass of the happiness is growing. But somebody would be unhappy, still unhappy. That's a reality of life.
Well, like we were saying before, even with universal basic income could actually increase unhappiness. That's the ultimate mindfuck. Is that universal basic income increases unhappiness? But it might be true.
Does it?
What do you think?
Do you think that?
Well, I haven't thought about that well. What do you think?
Well, I think that a similar thing happens in these open world video games where it's like, okay, what's the point?
But like, can't we just have fun? Like, can't we just go surfing every day or like paint or whatever that we can't do if we're going to the office every single day?
If you have the mentality that you are expressing right now, then the answer is yes. But for a lot of people, they're going to be like, what the fuck is the point?
The point is to have fun.
Well, they're not.
I mean,
I understand that you feel that way, but I think a lot of people already struggle with feeling like they're without meaning or without purpose. Mm-hmm. And that sensation is going to be much more severe in the presence of something like UBI, because without UBI, you're like, well, I have to make money to
but don't you think that the education will change? If we have basic income, we're not going to teach our kids that juken is everything, or like we're going to stop telling children that you need a purpose.
But the only reason
you can't just have fun.
The only reason anyone has ever been given for going to school is so that they can get a job.
Yeah, so the purpose changes, right? I mean,
what is the purpose?
Because it's fulfilling. I don't know. Like, it's your own.
But this is the nature of the problem.
It's for your own good. It's for your own good. So it's like, 例えば今だったらアリとキリギリスの話とかして、mm. oh, like, you need to work, otherwise, you know, you're this shitty person. But maybe we're going to tell different stories where you can just have fun and chill and it's okay. You don't have to feel guilty or anything, you know? I think that's the problem that a lot of people have in Tokyo right now, for example. Like, oh, I'm just chilling. Like, I feel so guilty. That's what I have sometimes too. Like, oh my God, like, I'm not being productive. I'm not making money. Like, oh, I'm wasting my time when it's actually okay to just chill once in a while, right?
But there's something about creating value in a marketplace that provides validation for yourself as a person and status and recognition of your efforts that gives you meaning and purpose in life. And if it's universal basic income and everyone makes the same amount and none of us are working,
we can,
I don't know if it's quite compatible with human nature, mm-hmm. right? I don't know the answer.
Me neither, but one of the,
but I'm worried about it.
One of the things that I'm thinking about is that, well, if the Amish society would scale worldwide, and my feeling is that that wouldn't, any of the utopia would work in the small scale, but in a worldwide or larger scale, it has mm-hmm. been failed, like, you know, Soviet Union was failed and communism mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. not successful. One of the reasons that would be that a human in nature would need some competition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'd play games.
Yes.
And
yes.
maybe, yeah, and that's maybe what. That would just yes. be.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, when it comes to things to do, there are actually so many things we could be doing if we don't need to be making money. For example, mm-hmm. like environmental issues or animal welfare, all kinds of stuff, all the cats and dogs that are being killed off, mm-hmm. you know, like, there are so many things we could be doing. Mm. So we do that and then we play games to take care of the competitive mm-hmm. issue. Mm-hmm. Then done. Everyone's happy. No, I solved it I for like, humanity.
No, I like that prescription. I hope it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, then
gaming would be
I think gaming would be necessary mm-hmm. once universal basic income is established.
So people can charge money to the game.
Yeah, because we know that we can develop these substitutes for sources of meaning and sources of validation. Mm-hmm. That occurs in the absence of money and markets in churches and in gaming communities. And so maybe it's not completely doomed.
Yeah, because it's like, what are games, right? It's like, it's our cats, they have to play because mm-hmm. they have this instinct that they need to hunt. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they get bored and they get kind of depressed, mm-hmm. right? And we probably have the same thing, right? Like, we used to hunt mammoths とかなんかわかんないけど and it's in here, like, inside of us that mm-hmm. that needs to be fulfilled. And mm-hmm. if games can replace that, then...
Yep.
That's perfect.
全然関係ないですけど、そのゲームってもともと獲物っていう意味があって、
mm.
オレゴンの田舎とかに行くと、ゲームズクロッシングとか看板が立ってるんですね。
Mm.
それ何かなって思って調べたら、そのハンティングの獲物を運んでるとか。
Yeah. And some of the first games were, they had like Oregon Trail kind of,、mm-hmm. Like duck hunt kind of、
yep.
games.
Like shooting.
Yeah, I mean, that's like one of the most basic forms of like going out and getting the prize is like going and killing this rabbit or picking these berries or whatever. Mm-hmm. So in games now, it's like you find some super rare item or something. Mm-hmm. It's like going out into nature and finding those berries. Mm-hmm. And so it has that same reward system in your brain that we were using to pick berries.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, with Zelda, Switch no Zelda, 完全にそれありますよね。Mm-hmm. なんか何、百何十個とか集めるものありますよね。なんか、
mm-hmm.
What was that? Mm-hmm. Was that berries? Maybe not.
Berries?
木の実とか集めたり。こう弓矢で牛や犬を飼ったり、
yeah. like,
sounds like Stone Age.
Yeah.
So eventually people are diving into Stone Age.
Yeah,
it is. It's all modeled after the Stone Age. You know, you have like a sack with limited space.
そこさえ満たされてればいいって分かれば、そこだけ満たしといて、あとはもうね別に。
That just means our games are so much more monkey-like than we thought they were. You know.
Yeah. Our monkey instincts have some needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Solved.
Are you religious, or what do you think the world is doing right now, or what do you make of this?
Religion?
Yeah. Does God exist? Like, why are there monkeys on this planet? What's the deal?
Well, that's I'm kind of believe in the technology and the science.
Mm-hmm.
But on purpose, I'm saying that I believe in FSM. FSM stands for
Flying Spaghetti.
You know?
Of course.
You're on bilingual news.
Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that idea. So that's a counter purpose of the intelligent design, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So, what do you think about intelligent design? I think the idea itself is okay, but I'm wondering if it's the right thing to teach it in the school.
In school?
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be taught in a science class because it's not science.
Uh-huh.
But if you had a class that was specifically on the subject of the emergence of human beings,
that's could be one of the ideas.
Yeah, this could be an idea kind of like, well, there's a document that has, you know, is quite popular, and this document has a story about how humans got here. Mm-hmm. And it was written by people from a long time ago that might have had some insights about how humans got here. I don't actually know the official explanation of evolutionary theory for the emergence of human beings.
Yeah, it's just a theory. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, outside of a classroom, I don't really have a problem with it. Although you would have to explain why you're using this ideology's intelligent design and excluding this ideology's intelligent design, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I think that was the opposite at my school. So they were kind of teaching the Bible as more like a fact, and then they introduced Darwin as like by the way, there's this popular book.
Oh, the exact opposite. Wow. So it's almost like they took my advice, right?
Yeah.
From the other side.
So.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it should be banned.
Should it be banned?
I don't think that it should be banned. I think it just needs the proper context, you know, like here's the context. It's a super old book.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have physical evidence. We don't have any other. I mean, this is basically handed down, translated, retranslated, you know.
Mistranslated.
Potentially. Well, we don't know. If we knew, that would help. We can assume, I guess, it's partly mistranslated. But yeah. I don't know. So the Flying Spaghetti Monster, what is the actual teaching of, like, how does the world work according to Flying Spaghetti Monster? It's not really a comprehensive
Right. So
theory of everything, right?
Right. So they just say that, well, Flying Spaghetti Monster made human being and everything in the world. That's
actually pretty complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you need, right?
And one thing that, when you take a photo, somebody need to put, spaghetti bean. So American society is respectful for all of religions. So somebody took a driver's license photo with the spaghetti bean.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Every people, human being, all of the human being required something to believe in. So that's a fundamental nature. So,
So you think that science and technology is a good placeholder or serves that purpose for you?
Yes, I think so. So science is also a series of the method to think about something. So it's not.
What about the Big Bang? That's solid.
Right.
Did that happen?
Yeah, I think so, because they have some sort of the evidence.
There's
so,
tons of evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
However, how the hell does that happen?
Nobody knows. Maybe I would have a better answer. Anyway, yeah, it's not much. I don't see any difference between religious and the scientific method. So that it's a way of thinking.
The Big Bang is kind of like God, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of like God. It's the closest thing.
Like in a way that it created everything?
Yeah, as like a cause. Like you can't really, there's not really a clear cause.
Most of
if you can call that a
most
cause.
Of religion would be things related to where did we come and where do we go? And how to account with the death. So that's two important things that all of the religion need to answer. And in the science, Big Bang is where we came. And to account with the death, it's nothing.
2050.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Answers are given.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Right.
That is perfect. Flying Spaghetti Monster.
You're not into simulation theory, right?
That's interesting idea. That's wonderful if that's true.
Yeah, it's great news, right?
Yeah.
Reality's fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm so
like
stoked.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like you're the only person that I've met who says the simulation idea is wonderful if that's true. I mean, the word wonderful, like, was something that I don't really expect.
Yeah.
It is kind of reassuring, because if it's not a simulation, then this is it. And if this is it, that's kind of an unsettling, it's like, we should probably be paying more attention.
Yeah, like, my husband gets terrified. He really doesn't like these kind of ideas. Like, he feels like, I think he focuses more on the fact that it's all fake. He's not real. There's no purpose in life. Like, what's the point of him going to work every day then? Kind of, you know? I like it, but I thought that I was more of a minority. So it's nice to see someone who says that it's wonderful, because that's more than, you know.
It's an insurance policy.
If it's a simulation, even inside the simulation, the life is beautiful, right? We have the meaning to live. And if it's a simulation, that's wonderful, because all of the sad thing in the world was fake.
Wow.
Right.
That's so true.
So
somehow I had never thought about that.
But all the happy stuff is fake too. you can't have it. You can't have it both.
But then, like, even if it's fake,
that's not fair.
No, because even if it's fake, it made you happy. So,
but even if it was
okay.
fake, it made you sad.
Yes.
But But then it was fake, so you don't have to be sad.
But, right. But all the happy things were fake too.
No, it's like, okay, when you're playing a game, right? When you're playing a game, it makes you happy. Right. You know, it makes you laugh. It's all fake. It's just a game, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. But when you get upset when you die, you don't have to get upset because you're actually alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same thing.
To me, if simulation theory is true, then there is literally no such thing as a simulation.
Wait, what?
To me, if simulation theory is true, then there is no such thing as a simulation. That there is no base reality. Everything is as real as everything else. All it means is that realities can exist inside of other realities and be just as legitimate in the terms of the entropic universe.
But then there's
in terms
no
of
way,
information.
But then there's no way for us to know if we are inside the simulation.
Sure, Einstein thought that. That's fine.
So
it's like the universe is indeterminate, but it's no, the universe is determinate, but cannot be known.
Right.
Has
right.
the same effect on you as the universe being indeterminate.
Right.
As long as you don't know the difference.
Right.
Right.
And we will never know.
Well, we don't know that either.
We probably will never know.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's a simulation so that this is all bullshit. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's so pessimistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what he said. Yeah. And you were calling him an optimist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's ironic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, well, I like that idea.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost so, always.
That's wonderful.
That's a good way of looking at it. But if you apply it to the real world in your daily life, it makes you seem like a crazy person, right? Like whenever bad things happen, it's like, oh, no, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay. Like, well, I'm not going to be emotionally invested in this.
Yeah. It kind of implies that the universe is not a closed system. If we live in a simulation, then the universe itself, as we observe and measure it, mm-hmm. is probably not a closed system. It can't be, because then it's not mm-hmm. a simulation. That's just reality, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of the open-closed nature of reality seems... I mean, I guess you could make it seem like a closed system inside the simulation. but you're really going out of your way to mess with people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a good simulation if you can tell it's a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so circular. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Bigfoot? No.
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Yuma?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Yuma.
Not whether you like
it. Who doesn't?
Bigfoot. And,
Do you think Bigfoot exists or is just totally bogus? It's probably bogus.
Maybe, but it's fun to believe. And I like the UFO as well, UFO. Mm. Mm.
I love UFOs. Might be my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah. What's the great thing about UFO is that, somebody believe in UFO and watch their この UFO を見たって言ってる人のことを見るのが面白いです。
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm. People don't understand UFOs. They're like, what's so cool about it?
Mm-hmm.
But the UFO phenomenon was a social phenomenon.
Right.
A phenomenon
right.
yeah, among exactly. human beings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And their descriptions of this thing, right. the abduction stories.
Abduction, yeah. I'm reading some book of abductions.
Yeah, the UFO cults and the crop circles mm-hmm. that were occurring in the 80s. Yeah. And
Mystery circle.
Yeah, the Japanese undercover photographers that were actually from METI or whatever it is that go around the world and document mm-hmm. all
yeah,
the...
I'm abducted and I have been brought to the Sirius Daisan Seike no
Yeah. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard the theory that abduction stories are actually a sort of a warped memory of childbirth? And that when the baby is born and there's like bright lights and there's people with masks on and they're beings and they're moving and they have tools and, you know, the umbilical cord or whatever, like that the reason why the abduction memory is so strong in so many people, more than we would expect, is actually the traumatic childbirth experience.
Interesting, interesting.
But that theory is so rude if they're telling the truth. You know what I mean?
I think it's true. Makes sense to me.
Which one is truth?
That people are remembering something from childbirth when they when they tell the abduction stories.
Not a UFO coming.
Oh, well, no. Well,
I'd be super offended.
No, see, okay, so UFOs mess with me personally because I have a memory of a memory of a memory. Basically, my dad had LASIK when I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I went outside with my dad, and he had like these, he had these glasses on, and this UFO like flew over our house, flew from across the street over our house. And this is a memory that I distinctly had until I was like, 16, 17. And then I was like, wait, am I crazy? Like, why do I remember seeing this UFO? But I had drawings of this UFO. I had, and over time, I've just believed in it less and less. And I don't even, I don't know what to, cause I could just be stubborn and be like, I saw a fucking UFO, man. But I don't feel like that. I kind of feel like my brain, I don't, cause I was watching a lot of X-Files when I was a kid. I know that. And I already liked UFOs. So there was kind of a weird mental psychological environment that was primed for either me having a dream about a UFO or something. But yeah, the UFO phenomenon is a great way to understand how people work and people's brains work.
A thing is that a human being doesn't distinguish real thing and fake and real things much, so that
And people have weird stories like that where someone said they would see this UFO and they would draw a picture, they would describe UFO, and it would be exactly the UFO that was produced in a fake hoax image. So they were describing a fake UFO, and we all know that the it was a like a 1960s Hoover vacuum cleaner end cap of a Hoover vacuum cleaner became the most famous UFO picture in the world is actually a piece of a vacuum cleaner. That's a fact. And so people would say they saw a UFO and then they would describe this vacuum cleaner part. And people would be like, that's bullshit, because we know that that picture is a hoax, right? But they'd insist like, no, I saw it. And then they would be shown, or they would, it would be explained to them like that was a hoax, and that the person who made the vacuum cleaner UFO picture admits that it's a hoax, and here's the vacuum cleaner, and here's the part you're describing. But they'll still insist that they saw it. Like, that's crazy. That's right.
The fascinating part is that those people are probably not lying.
No, they're not.
They really believe it. That's the fun part.
Yes, that's fun. And the reality of the human life, you know. I believe in FSM. somebody believe in intelligent design. That's same level of things.
Yeah, I think UFOs and humanoid aliens are finally considered to be fairly unrealistic by a lot of people now. Whereas maybe 15, 20 years ago, smart people would talk about the possibility of a UFO, and then the ramp comes on, and then the, you know, humanoid aliens come out. But, you know, humanoid aliens coming out of a vehicle like that on a ramp, is like, it's like looking for, you know, a sushi place somewhere out in the cosmos. Like, it's very unlikely.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to find sushi in the cosmos other than here, right?
There is a cartoon that seeming a mathematical theory. それ寿司っていう漫画なんですけど、それ宇宙の中に寿司屋があって。
What? I just messed up my example.
Yeah. So it could happen, right? Yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
No, well, if, I don't know. If there's one thing that we could be proud of, it's establishing sushi shops outside the solar system. Mm-hmm. You know,
no, because like if you think about it, sushi is might be typical because it's just raw fish with grains, right?
Yes.
So if there are aliens out there, it's
in
probably
the other planet.
Yeah,
maybe
typical.
They're eating sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, with wasabi and a little bit of, you know, shoyu.
Yeah.
California roll. Yeah,
California roll.
Yeah. Yeah, they're combining possible. It with like weird avocado and stuff.
Just, yeah. Totally possible. Anyway.
Well, the laws of physics don't prohibit black holes from ejecting, you know, guitars and like race cars and sushi.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Possible.
It's possible for a perfect sushi plate to come flying out of a black hole.
Black hole. Yes.
It's technically possible.
Yes.
And it's probably happened. Or I don't know about that. Maybe. Well, there's enough black holes ejecting.
Yeah, yeah. If we have an infinite number of black holes,
it true.
Has happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is sushi in space. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Space sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us and talking about such stupid stuff.
なんか宣伝するものとかがもしあれば。
宣伝。
なんか本とか。
禁止だけど。
あ、禁止。
No. For us.
何かな来週、その、iPhone の新しい発表会があるんで、それ楽しみですね。その内容についてもしかしたら、リビルド FM で話すかもしれない。
ナイス。
はい。
Awesome.
それまでにこのエピソード出てるかちょっとわかんないけど、リビルドぜひみんな、リビルドの宣伝。
みや
ん
よろしくお願いします。
Well, it might be up already, so either way.
そうだね、そうだね。あの、ハクさんよく出てるので、ぜひ聞いてみてください。
はい。
リビルド、すごい落ち着くよね。
うん。Twitter とか。
あ、Twitter やってますね。
うん。
アルファベット3文字で HAK。HAK。
HAK。
以上。
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 Okay.
はい。
はい。皆さんぜひフォローお願いします。
はい。
ありがとうございました。
Thanks so much.
お忙しい中。
どうもありがとうございました。
バイ。
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 イェーイ、ありがとう。